Find a way of breathing that's really refreshing. This is one thing to stay mindful throughout the day, but there's another thing to want to stay mindful throughout the day. If you're just forcing yourself after a while, the mind's going to rebel. It's like pushing an inflated ball under water. As long as your grip is good, it's going to stay, but as soon as your grip gets loose, it pops up out of the water. It's there against its will. So you're trying to make the mind want to settle down. This is an important part of right effort, generating desire. And so on the days when the meditation seems slow and you're getting bored, ask yourself, oh, how can I be bored? This is my own mind that I'm watching here. And the Buddha has all that analysis for how the mind is creating suffering for itself, and it's happening right here, and you're getting bored. You want to look into that, look into more detail. And if that issue bores you, then ask yourself, at least there's a way to breathe that makes the body refreshed. What is that? If you're missing it, you ask yourself, why am I missing this? Take some interest in what's going on. Because it's not just the fact that the breath is pleasant that's interesting. It's the fact that it has an impact on the body, will have an impact on the mind, and you want to be able to see those causal connections. They're here. They're playing themselves out all the time. And the question is, why aren't you seeing them? Because if you can see them, then you can take advantage of them. And John Fuang talks about being up in the northern part of Thailand. He was able to get his mind into rapture for whole days, living in very straitened circumstances, all alone on a mountain. And it's not like when you're all alone on a mountain, the solitude is immediately desirable. Sometimes it can get really oppressive. But he said, well, he realized he wasn't alone there. He had his breath. He had his mind to watch, to learn about. And he found it really enthralling. So your mind can be really enthralling too. Your breath can be enthralling too if you pay attention, if you ask questions. And that way the desire to practice will come on its own.